Stop fighting, start fixing. That's the slogan of a group called No Labels, a Washington, D.C.-based public interest organization whose mission is nothing less than getting Democrats and Republicans in Washington to, stop fighting and start fixing. The group launched 2 years ago, and here to talk about No Labels, co-founder Jonathan Miller. Welcome, Jonathan.
Great to be with you.
We want to get an overview of the variety of ways that No Labels is trying to loosen up this logjam. But at the beginning here, I know you're proud of your group's role in No Budget, No Pay last week. Remind us what happened and what role you played in that.
Well, we've had an extraordinary month. We had a big conference up in New York just 2 weeks ago, our meeting to make America work, which involved 2,000 people and received a lot of national coverage, and talked a lot about our signature idea, which is no budget, no pay. If Congress doesn't do its fundamental job of passing a budget on time, it wouldn't get paid. One of those seemingly very logical, but often difficult to get passed up in Washington. And shortly after that meeting, we learned that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and the Republican House leadership had adopted our proposal. And we'd been working on it for a year and a half and had 100 co-sponsors, but out of nowhere we learned that the House leadership had made it part of the debt ceiling debate. And within a matter of weeks, it was passed by both bodies and now sits on the president's desk for signature. So no budget, no pay has become the law of the land, which is one of those really exciting victories that not only helps our movement, but we hope will help get the country back on track to more common sense and more problem solving from our officials, as opposed to standing behind their bunkers and shooting each other and calling each other names.
Did that originate with your group, or was that idea in circulation already and you just got behind it and gave it more legs?
Well, you know, a version of it had passed in California a couple years ago, but the idea of bringing it to the national level was really a collaboration between No Labels and the co-sponsors of the bill, which Jim Cooper is a Democratic House member and Dean Heller, who is a Republican member of the U.S. Senate, and together we strategized and had a hearing held in the U.S. Senate before Senator Lieberman's committee last year. We tried to get a hearing before the House, but the House chairman of that committee, Dan Lundgren, wouldn't hear us. Well, guess what? His opponent in his race for re-election ran against him with ads about no budget, no pay, and he was one of the few incumbents that lost last year. So I think folks recognize this is very resonant. The public was behind it, and we believe that now that no budget, no pay has passed, that the rest of our Make Congress Work agenda is going to get a fair hearing in Congress, and hopefully we can put the country back on track towards problem solving as opposed to partisanship.
Why not run through some of the other ideas No Labels has put on the table? And why not go from most promising, in your opinion, maybe down to maybe slightly less promising?
Well, the two other parts of our platform that have been receiving a lot of attention lately deal with filibuster reform and appointments reform. I think that a lot of folks are very familiar with and how it's been abused over the last decade or so. We have proposed that filibusters go back to the time of Jimmy Stewart when he was Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And if you want to actually do a filibuster, you got to take the floor, and you've got to be willing to last the whole time and not use the filibuster to cut off debate, because a filibuster is supposed to enlarge debate and allow the opportunity for more debate. And the Senate Democrats have been pushing towards that. There was a small move in that direction, but we're hopeful that down the road we'll see more progress. Another is appointments by the president. We have seen months, years past with vacancies of presidential appointments and judicial appointments, and so much of that is just simple partisanship and maybe one senator standing in the way. We're calling for a 90-day up or down vote. 90 days from the time the president makes the appointment, there be an up or down vote, and the Senate can always vote no. We don't want to give away the right to counsel and advise, but we think that needs to be done in a much quicker manner. One of my favorites that has not gotten a lot of attention, but we're hopeful will down the road, is the idea of the president going to the well of Congress and like the Prime Minister of Great Britain, having question time, have it televised, have a lot of back and forth between the president and Congress. It really is a fun spectacle for those of us who've seen it on C-SPAN and in Great Britain, and we'd love to see something like that come to the U.S.
We're talking with Jonathan Miller, who's a co-founder of No Labels at nolabels.org. You claim liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans and everybody in between comprise your organization. Does this rainbow of affiliations inside No Labels sit down and discuss what the group should be supporting?
Yeah, you know, it's remarkable on three different levels. First of all, our co-founders, there are about a dozen of us that include myself. I'm a Democrat who used to work for the Clinton-Gore administration. Mark McKinnon, who is the campaign manager for George W. Bush. David Walker, who was the Comptroller General. He's an independent. He worked for both the first Bush and Bill Clinton as Comptroller General. So we've got that kind of diversity in our leadership. We've got certainly the diversity amongst our hundreds of thousands of folks all across the country that range from liberals to conservatives and everyone in between, as you mentioned. And then probably most importantly, we've just developed a new problem solvers group. There are 36 members of Congress. Half of them are Democrats, half of them are Republicans. Some are centrists, some are very passionate members of the left or right wing of their party, but they have agreed to sit down together once a month and to talk about procedural and substantive changes that need to be made in the country. And we'd love your listeners, if they like this idea, to go to nolabels.org to learn more about our organization and then to call their congressman or congresswoman and urge them to be part of our problem solvers group, because if we can grow that from 36 members of Congress to 100, then that's a block that no one can ignore and that can get real business done.
Politics has been turbulent for centuries, for millennia, since Richard III, since Greece, since Egypt. Is today's turmoil and dysfunction that much different from the past?
You know, people like to bring up past elections, even going back to 1800 with Adams and Jefferson, and there certainly has always been partisanship. There's always been a lot of negativity and personal attacks. There's no question. But the degree and the volume has never been worse than today. And a lot of that has to do with these wonderful new media. The democratization of politics has been great in one sense, but it's also allowed for so much more noise, so much more anger to be part of the system. And with things like redistricting, where our congressional districts are becoming so partisan, and our leaders are being forced to appeal to either the left wing or the right wing constituency of the primary electorate, it becomes an incentive for a public official not to compromise, not to work with the other side. And there are so many organizations out there, partisan and special interests, that are pushing folks not to work together. No Labels is a first-of-a-kind organization that is saying, listen, whatever your partisan background, whatever your ideology, we understand we want America to work, and so we want you all to work together and solve these problems. And that's why, you know, if folks listening like this idea, come to nolabels.org and join our grassroots movement, because when we grow from hundreds of thousands of folks to millions, we can't be ignored, and our message will continue to resonate in Washington.
Stop fighting, start fixing. That is the slogan of No Labels. Jonathan Miller is a co-founder. Thank you, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.